This is Keith Kaiser bringing you a Bible study from the Gospel of John and God's Holy Word. Today our study is in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1. It reads, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end." This section, this verse, begins a section in the Gospel of John, which Bible students have often referred to as the upper room ministry of Christ. It takes place on the night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed. The Lord Jesus was shortly to go to Gethsemane to engage in some intense prayer, and then from there to be arrested and hauled off to a series of show trials before various Jewish and Roman officials. He was eventually to be crucified on the next day, and of course 3 days after that to rise again from the dead. Here in John chapter 13, beginning in this upper room where he would take his disciples aside privately to eat the Passover meal, the Lord Jesus would begin to prepare them for life in his physical absence and for his ongoing work in them and through them. So the Lord Jesus, by going to Calvary and rising again from the dead, certainly did not cease working. He merely went back to heaven to continue the work in a new phase. As the book of the Acts shows us, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles, the Lord Jesus working in and through his church. John chapter 13 begins a new literary section. What comes before in the first 12 chapters of John are mainly geared toward the world. The Lord Jesus, of course, is setting himself forth as the Christ, the Son of the living God. John chapter 20 tells us that this is the very purpose of this book, that many other signs did the Lord Jesus in the presence of his disciples, and if all those signs were written, that the whole world couldn't contain the books, but these are written that you may believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, says John chapter 20. John 12 ends with the Lord Jesus warning those who were hearing him. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. For the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." That's John 12, verses 44 through 50. The Lord Jesus was telling them to take very seriously what he had told them, to listen to the words that he had spoken, for they were not mere human words, but they were the very words of the Father in heaven. They were God's words spoken through his Son. I wonder, dear listener, have you considered the importance of the Word of God? You may have heard it preached many times. You may have heard many learned students of the Bible give brilliant expositions of the Scripture. You may have heard great preachers pour out wonderful oratory on the Holy Word of God. But unless you receive the Word, unless you believe what it says and act upon it, the Word won't profit you. Rather, it will stand as your judge in the last day. The Lord Jesus will ask you why you did not heed his Word. It's a very serious thing to play with unfelt truth. In the lands of the Bahamas and in the United States and Canada and other countries of the West, we've long had much exposure to the Scriptures. We have very easily at our fingertips the words of God written down for us in the Bible. It's not hard to get a Bible. The Scriptures are in every community, it seems. But there are few, alas, that listen to it, few that heed God's warning, few that flee the wrath to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. May you indeed do this today, dear listener. Come to Christ while there is time.